Welcome, Eastern Sierra. I'm Jesse Steele, and this is Eastern Sierra Now News for Thursday, July 9th. Today is National Sugar Cookie Day, which feels appropriate because by Saturday, in parts of Inyo County, you may be able to bake one directly on your dashboard. Please do not actually try that. Also, please do not eat dashboard cookies in general. It's for the best. I don't want to get sued for giving you the idea. Or it could be a good business idea, and if so, you got to kick me in some funds on that. I don't know how the whole thing works. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Faultline 395. Coming up, Inyo County is warning residents to prepare for major heat risk this weekend. Great. Cal Fire opens a new station at Mammoth Lakes Airport. The Eastern Sierra honors Wildland Firefighter Week of Remembrance, and several local offices will be on the November ballot. We'll also have a quick community calendar and your heat-focused weather outlook. Now, here's what's happening around the Eastern Sierra. Inyo County officials are urging residents and visitors to plan ahead as the National Weather Service Las Vegas predicts the first Level 3 major heat risk of this year. This weekend, forecasts call for temperatures topping out around 105 degrees in Bishop and 121 in Furnace Creek, Death Valley, by Saturday. The National Weather Service says major heat risk is also likely in Aspendell, Big Pine, and Death Valley continues to show widespread heat risk. Inyo County Emergency Services Manager Lisa Cox is reminding the public to learn the signs of heat illness, check on vulnerable people, and use cooling centers when needed. Recommended precautions include drinking lots of water, even before you feel thirsty, avoiding alcohol, caffeine, and sugary drinks. Well, there goes my weekend. Staying indoors in air-conditioned spaces when possible, avoiding strenuous outdoor activity, and never leaving pets in vehicles. Drivers should also make sure vehicles are in good condition and carry emergency water. Cooling center information and heat safety resources are available through Ready Inyo. Local cooling locations include libraries and senior centers throughout the county, along with Wanaha Casino, which is open 24 hours, and Toyabe Clinic during posted hours. Residents are also encouraged to sign up for emergency and National Weather Service alerts through ready.inyocounty.us. Cal Fire has opened a new fire station at Mammoth Lakes Airport. The station will serve as a strategic hub for personnel and equipment, protecting more than 606,000 acres of state responsibility area across Inyo and Mono counties. Officials say the location will help reduce response times and strengthen coordination with local, state, and federal partners. Cal Fire Assistant Chief Arnold Ramirez said the Eastern Sierra's vast geography, varied fuel types, and rising wildfire activity make this station an important addition to regional preparedness. Cal Fire thanked Mammoth Lakes Airport, the town of Mammoth Lakes, Mono County, Inyo County, and partner agencies for helping make the project possible. This week is National Wildland Firefighter Week of Remembrance. The week honors firefighters who died while protecting communities, public lands, and natural resources. It is also a reminder that behind every statistic is a person, a parent, child, coworker, friend, and member of a community. As the Eastern Sierra moves deeper into fire season, officials are encouraging the public to remember those sacrifices, follow fire restrictions, and help reduce human-caused wildfire risk. More information is available through the Wildland Firefighter Foundation. The Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce says the 2026 4th of July parade was one of the biggest yet. This year's parade included a record 57 floats, thousands of spectators, and a theme of Make It Mammoth, Go the Extra Mile. Grand Marshal Dina Castor led the parade. In the float competition, first place went to the Mammoth Music Department. Second place went to the Mono County and Inyo County Gyms, and third place went to the Mammoth High School Cheerleaders and Youth Cheer Clinic. The chamber thanked the many volunteers, participants, and community members who helped bring the parade together. Today's Eastern Sierra Now News is brought to you by Faultline 395. The Eastern Sierra has a style all its own, part mountain town, part desert highway, part I pulled over to take one picture and accidentally stayed for 20 years. Faultline 395 celebrates the people, places, and attitude of life along Highway 395. It is for the locals, the travelers, the trail people, the snow people, the lake people, and anyone who understands that the drive itself is part of the story. Thank you to Faultline 395 for sponsoring Eastern Sierra Now and supporting independent local news. Inyo County Clerk Recorder and Registrar of Voters Danielle Sexton is reminding the public that several local offices will be part of the November 3rd general election. The candidate filing period runs from July 13th through August 7th. Positions include Bishop City Council, the Inyo Board of Education, school districts, healthcare districts, community service districts, fire districts, and the Eastern Independence Sanitary District. Qualified candidates must be registered voters and live within the district boundaries of the office they are seeking. Forms will be available beginning July 13th at Bishop City Hall for municipal candidates and at the Inyo County Elections Office for all other contests. For more information, call the Inyo County Elections Office, 760-878-0224. Tickets are now on sale for the Tri-County Fair. Latin Night is scheduled for September 3rd. Country artist Nico Moon performs September 4th with Drew Green and Abby Cohn. The rodeo takes place September 5th, and the Demolition Derby closes out the weekend September 6th. The fair will also feature carnival rides, exhibits, slideshows, food, drinks, and family entertainment. Artists have until Friday, July 10th to apply for Mammoth Art Walk. The new summer event takes place Friday, July 31st and Saturday, August 1st from noon to 8 p.m. at the Village at Mammoth. Organizers are looking for original work in fine art, photography, ceramics, jewelry, sculpture, textiles, mixed media, and other handmade mediums. Applications are available at mammothartwalk.com/application. Owens Valley School District has pool hours Wednesday through Sunday, with adult swim from 10 to 11 a.m. and public swim from noon to 6 p.m. Bodie State Historic Park is also gauging interest in future astronomy and dark sky programs, and Mono County Public Health is inviting young artists to decorate a water bottle template for a chance to receive a free water bottle. Local news does not happen by magic. It happens because people send us tips, show up to meetings, take photos, answer calls, share information, and because local sponsors help keep the lights on. When a business sponsors Eastern Sierra Now, they're supporting emergency updates, road information, community events, local interviews, and stories that connect Inyo and Mono counties. Businesses and organizations interested in supporting Eastern Sierra Now can contact Trish Baker at tbaker@easternsierranow.com. Your Eastern Sierra Now community calendar is brought to you, of course, by Coppertop Barbecue in Big Pine. With this weekend's heat, this is not the time to turn your kitchen into a second furnace creek. Coppertop Barbecue has ribs, tri-tip, let's just call it barbecue, sides ready to go without requiring you to stand over a grill questioning every life choice that led you to that moment. Coppertop Barbecue in Big Pine, because dinner should be hot, but you should not have to be. Coppertopbarbecue.com. Here's what's coming up. Summer matinees continue at Bishop Twin Theater with Space Jam showing at 11 a.m. Same day tickets are $3. Valentine Reserve will host a Black Bear Habitat program today from 9:30 a.m. to noon. Registration is required. Saracoso Community College will hold an express enrollment event today from 2 to 5 at the Ridgecrest Kern County Library. The farm-to-table market returns today from 4 to 7 p.m. at Bishop United Methodist Church, with produce, local goods, live music, and culinary experience with Chef Christine Kidd. A Bishop Community Garden celebration will be held tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. behind Bishop City Park, marking completion of the garden's expansion and enhancement project. The Bishop Chamber of Commerce will provide root beer floats. Sierra Forever's Campfire Talk series continues with Black Bear programs Friday at New Shady Rest Campground in Mammoth and Saturday at Robinson Creek South Campground in Bridgeport. Both programs, 6:30 p.m. A dog adoption event will be held Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon at Brownstown Campground with dogs from the Inyo County Animal Shelter. Head over there and adopt a little four-legged buddy. It'd be worth it. The Bodie Foundation will host a ghost walk Saturday evening, with the park open late from 6 to 10 p.m. and special tours available for an additional fee. Live music Sundays continue at Cardinal Village from noon to 3 p.m. through August. Admission is free. Inyo County District 4 Supervisor Jen Rozier will host a Wilkerson community meeting on Wednesday, July 15th, 6:30 p.m. at the Sierra Grande Water Yard, located at 2417 Sierra Ladera. Speakers are expected from Bishop Fire, Inyo Emergency Services, the Inyo Wildfire Coordinator, County Parks, Inyo Planning, Environmental Health, and others. Attendees should bring their own chairs. For questions, call 760-878-8609. Now here's your Eastern Sierra weather outlook. in Bishop and the Owens Valley. Temperature will continue climbing into the weekend with major heat risks expected by Saturday. Inyo County officials say Bishop could reach around 105 degrees, while Furnace Creek will reach 121. Major heat risk is also likely in Big Pine and Aspendale. Residents and visitors should limit outdoor activity, drink water regularly, check on vulnerable neighbors and family members, and use air-conditioned spaces when possible. In Mammoth Lakes and the High Country, temperatures will remain cooler than the valley, but warm afternoons, dry conditions, and wildfire danger remain important. Those are concerns for everybody. Across the region, avoid parking over dry vegetation. Secure trailer chains, obey fire restrictions, and call 911 immediately if you see smoke or an active fire. That's your Eastern Sierra Now news for Thursday, July 9th. Thank you to Faultline 395 for sponsoring today's newscast and Coppertop Barbecue for supporting the community calendar. For more local news, information, interviews, events, weather, and community stories, visit EasternSierraNow.com. Download the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app, follow us on social media, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. I'm Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now. Have a safe Thursday. Stay cool. Check on each other, and remember, when Inyo County says 105 in Bishop and 121 in Furnace Creek, that's not weather. That's the sun trying to collect rent. You better pay up.